Many Americans have dreamed of their prom night. The vision of a night filled with dancing, limos, tuxedos, chaperones, romance, and booze is as American as apple pie. Countless movies, books, and television shows bring prom to life, and that's the topic of the day in this new and final episode of 2023 of the My Wine Podcast. The history of the high school prom dates back to the early 20th century. It was an event created by students. Prom was a way to celebrate the transition from adolescence to adulthood, to give students a meaningful celebration to remember the end of their school career. The popularity of the high school prom emerged during a pre-war period when the majority of American youth were involved in school activities due to the expansion of public education. Social activities such as prom quickly became universal for all American students. Like America itself, prom really took off in the 1950s. America's booming post-war economy allowed schools and parents to spend more on proms. Today, prom is no longer just a dream, but a business. The process of preparing for the event, shoes, dresses, tuxedos, makeup, is just as important as the event itself. The average American family spends $1,000 per child on prom. Promposals are also part of this prom culture. Movies and TV series love to bring this ceremony to the screen. The prom king and queen are also extremely important. The election of the prom king and queen is the ideal representation of the successful students in their adult lives. Usually, the prom king is a true example of masculinity, while the prom queen is usually a girl who fits the beauty standards perfectly. To this day, the prom remains important in the hearts of Americans, to whom, if you can ask, will be excited to tell their prom stories. That's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for another episode of the My Wine Podcast, the only podcast to explain what's being said and what's happening only in America.